Advancing towards the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, Press TV team reached the front line of clashes between the Syrian army and foreign-backed insurgents. Highly advanced sniper guns used by insurgents still remain the main challenge of Syrian army units.
The level of violence clearly increased on the outskirts of Al Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, as foreign-backed armed men stepped up their attacks against the Syrian army units positioned here.
Al-Rama, Al-Fidaiyin and Al-Tlatin streets, which border the camp, have been the scene of heavy fighting for several days. Army personnel say they are confronting militants on a daily basis.
Armed men have a strong presence in the camp using snipers to attack us. They attack everyone, civilians and the army. 3 days ago, they killed a woman crossing the street. They use mortars, grenades, missiles and RPGs.
Bloods on the street and scattered firing speak lots of the gravity of the fighting. Most of the camp's residents are still displaced after foreign-backed insurgents entered the camp in December 2012, raising violence therein.
The so-called Free Syrian Army entered the camp and began looting. They stole our cars and displaced us. The camp is not safe anymore. Why Saudis support the terrorists? Why they don't support the Palestinians' cause?
There are a lot of armed men inside the camp. They set checkpoints, and every 10 meters there is someone asking for ID. Some people are entering, and some others are leaving.
The Syrian army continue to fight the foreign-backed insurgents in various parts of Damascus suburbs, mainly Hajjira, Diabiya, Husseiniya, Sbeini, Zamalka, Douma, and Harasta. In Aqraba and Daraya, army units gained more ground after killing a large number of the insurgents. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.